We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Not Spirited Away. That's the name of the movie that we're going to talk about today. What's the name of this podcast?
Tell it again, Dad.
Yeah. My name is Daddy, also known... What? You tell him like Mr. Haku?
Yeah.
What about Mr. Haku? Talk to the mic.
Like, tell him that you're Haku.
Tell him I'm Haku?
Yeah.
I'm Haku?
Hey, how's that? Tell him that.
Okay, you have to speak up loudly so they can hear you.
Tell your aunt.
Talk to the mic. Don't talk to me. Talk to the mic. When we're doing a podcast.
Dada?
Yes?
Tell them that you're Mr. Haku.
I will tell them that I'm Mr. Haku. Okay, my name is Mr. Haku. And we're here to talk about Spirited Away. We're here to talk about pigs. We're here to talk about witches. We're here to talk about bathhouses. What else are we here to talk about? Food. What else?
Spirits.
Spirits. What do you know about spirits, Leola? Tell me.
And there's frogmen.
Ooh, frogmen. And there are people that work at the bathhouse. What else is there? Lynn. There's a river spirit, a stink spirit. Spirited Away is one of the greatest films of all time. Of what?
Of all time.
Yeah. It's a 2001 Japanese animated fantasy film written and directed by Hayao. Can you say that?
Hayao.
Miyazaki.
Miyazaki.
Right. And it's animated by Studio Ghibli. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Studio Ghibli.
Yeah. And it's about a 10-year-old girl named Chihiro, who I'm luckily sitting with right now. And when she moves to a new neighborhood, she enters into the world of kami, which is also the world of spirits. The world of what?
Kami.
Also known as the world of?
Spirits.
Very good. In Japanese Shinto, like, folklore. And then after her parents are turned into pigs by a greedy witch named Yubaba, Chihiro takes a job working at Yubaba's bathhouse to try and find a way to free herself and her parents and return to the human world. It's a great movie. Isn't it a great movie? Mm-hmm. Did we start reading the book first or did we start watching the movie?
Reading the book first.
Yeah, we read the book first and then we started watching the movie. Miyazaki wrote the script after he decided that the film would be based on the 10-year-old daughter of his friend, and he only had $19 million U.S. dollars. And he produced this movie for $19 million. Does that sound like a lot of money or a little bit?
A lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. And then Disney bought it. Walt Disney, Mickey Mouse, Moana, all the Disney stuff. Disney bought it. And then they brought people on to make an American version of it because the movie was actually made in a country called Japan. And it came out in 2001. And everybody was like, yo, this movie's amazing. People in, like, Germany, they gave it a big award. And people in France gave it a big award. And all the British people gave it an award. And everyone was like, yo, this is, like, one of the best films of the 21st century. We love this movie. So today, we're going to walk you through the story. I'm going to do all the voices. And Leola is going to do a lot of the voices. And we're going to tell you the tale of Spirited Away. Are you ready, Leola?
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to say to the audience before we start talking?
No.
No? What's your favorite thing to eat in the morning?
Crunch cereal and yogurt.
Cool. My favorite thing is coffee. I like coffee.
And oatmeal.
And oatmeal, yeah.
I also like having oatmeal in the morning.
You like having oatmeal in the morning, too? What do you put on your oatmeal?
Syrup and blueberries.
Ooh, I put maple syrup and walnuts and a little bit of salt and butter on my oatmeal. Let's ask the friends out there what they put on their oatmeal. Hey, you. Say, hey, you.
Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Hey, you.
What do you eat on your oatmeal?
What do you eat on your oatmeal?
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Is it good?
Is it good?
Wow!
Wow.
That sounds so good.
That sounds so good.
All right. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
Piglets of all ages.
Piglets of all ages.
Leola and Daddy proudly present.
Leola and Daddy.
Proudly present.
Proudly present.
What's the name of this movie?
Spirit Away.
All right. So, it's a beautiful afternoon, and 10-year-old Chihiro Ogino and her parents are traveling to their new home when her father is like,
I think I'll just take a shortcut here, Chihiro.
And the mom is like, no, don't do it. And
he's like, I'm a man, and I'm going to do stuff. I'm going to go get what I need to get done.
And then the family's car stops in front of a big tunnel, and the dad is barreling down the road, and he stops. And then all of a sudden, he sees a big tunnel. He's like,
what's that? Look at that. It's a big tunnel.
And so they get out of the car. They walk around. And he looks inside. He's like, hey, we should go inside. And Chihiro's like, no, I don't want to. I'm scared. Ooh. And the mom's like, honey, it's okay. You can come with us. Come on, Chihiro. She's like, no. What is she like? What does she say? What does Chihiro say?
She says, no, Dad, give me the creeps.
Yeah, she said, no, Dad, it gives me the creeps. And then he's like, all right, come on, let's go. And then they walk down this long road. Is it dark or is it light?
Dark.
It's really dark. And they're... And they get there to the other side. It's a beautiful golden room with like beautiful light and colors coming in. And then they step outside of the room, and what do they see?
I don't know.
A big green field with perfect blue skies. And they walk across it. And Chihiro's dad's like,
you know what? Yeah, this must be one of those old abandoned amusement parks.
And then Chihiro's dad decides he wants to just, like, go take a look at it. And Chihiro, does she think it's a good idea?
No.
She's like, no, I don't want to go. Ah! And they're walking and they're walking and they walk across the field and they get there. And then they get to the other side of the field. And what do they find? What's that smell? Is that, what is it?
I don't know.
You don't know. They don't know either. But they keep walking and they're walking. And they get there, and then what do they find?
Restaurants.
Yeah, bunches of restaurants, lots of different restaurants, lots of empty restaurants. There's no one there. But then the dad, he's like, hey, I see something. And he goes running off, and he sees some steam rising up from one of the restaurants. And he's like, hey, come on, guys, you got to see this. And then there's food, so much food. Delicious looking food everywhere, all over the counter. And what do you think Chihiro's parents do?
Eat it.
They do? Is that the right thing to do?
No.
What should you do if you see a bunch of food and no one around?
Ask.
Who?
The person who owns it.
And what if the person who owns it is not there?
You don't eat.
Yeah, you don't eat. You just leave it alone. But they didn't do that.
He's like, oh, don't worry. Daddy's got credit cards and he's got cash.
And Chihiro's like, I think this is a bad idea. And then Chihiro, she's like, I'm out of here. So she walks away. She walks up the stairs and she looks around. And then she sees a great big what?
Bathhouse.
A bathhouse. Oh, my gosh. And she walks towards it. She walks across the bridge. And she sees... Inside, there are people, kind of, she can't tell, but it looks like there are people. And then all of a sudden, who appears?
Haku.
It's Haku, and he says, you shouldn't be here. And she's like, what? Oh, my God, what? What's she like? Make the sound.
Oh my god, what?
Oh my god, what? And then Haku's like, get out of here. The sun is setting. You have to get across the river before it gets dark. So she goes running and she goes, she's like, Mom, Dad. And she runs and she runs and she gets back to the restaurant. And then who does she see?
Pigs.
Her parents have turned into
Can you pigs.
Make a piggy sound. Go ahead. Her parents have turned into pigs. And so she's like, ah! And she starts running and running and running because her parents are like not coming with her. And then she gets to where she thought she was going to cross the big field of grass, but it's not grass anymore. What is it?
Water.
It's water. And there's a big boat full of spirits that comes riding across the water. And then they're like, ooh, I'm spirits. Ooh. And she's like, she runs away. But then, who finds her?
Haku.
Haku is like,
first he's running.
He's running?
Yeah, first he's running around.
He's running around looking for her?
Yeah.
And then he finds her. And then what does he do when he finds her?
Gives her a tablet.
Why does he give her that little tablet?
I don't even know why.
I'll tell you why. Because if he ate the tablet, if she didn't eat, then she would not be able to survive. Because what was happening to her body?
She was disappearing.
She was disappearing. And if she didn't eat, then she wouldn't be able to stay there. She would have disappeared and turned into a spirit. So he gets her. He gets Chihiro some food, and then they go back to the bathhouse. And she's like, I can't run that fast. And he puts his hand on her knees, and he says, by the power of the wind and the water within thee, unbind her. And then they run really, really, like, fast. So, so, so fast. So super fast. And then they get to the bathhouse. And then Haku is like, all right, you got...
Whoa. I have to do this.
Oh, yeah. He's like, hold your breath. Let's hold our breath together. Ready? And then he's like, hold your breath. And they're walking across the bridge. She's holding her breath. And all of a sudden, she gets to the other side of the bridge. And then this little frog man pops up. He's like, Master Haku. And then she goes, and she breathes out a little bit. And he goes, what's that? A human? And then, what does Haku do?
I don't know.
He, like, makes this magic bubble, and the frog is like, ding! And then they run. And then the frog drops to the ground. And that's something I noticed that keeps happening in the movie, is the frog is always getting stunned by magic. That frog.
Why?
I don't know. I think the people who made the movie thought it would be really funny. So, there they are. Haku and Chihiro. And then Haku's like, listen, you need to go to the basement and you need to find Kamaji, the boiler man. And she's like, huh, Kamaji? And he's like, yes, he's going to give you a job. You can't stay here unless you have a job. And she's like, oh, I'm scared. And he's like, I've got to go. And then he leaves. And she's out in the bushes with these flowers.
Why did you say, quiet down, I'm coming?
Oh, yeah. There are all these, like, frogmen that are, like, going crazy inside. They're like, oh, my God. Oh, no. Master Haku. Master Haku. Blah, 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 blah. And Master Haku's like, quiet down, I'm coming. And then he goes inside. And Chihiro goes down into the basement where she sees...
Kamaji, the boiler man, the yokai who's commanding the Susuwatari.
And the Susuwatari, those are the little, like, soot creatures, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah. Oh, please, please, can I have a job? He's like,
I don't need any help. I'm fine.
And then she's like, please, 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 can I have some help? And then this little Susuwatari comes out. It's like, it's a little tiny creature. It's black and, like, looks like a poof ball. And they're lifting really heavy rocks, coal, to put into the boiler. So that Kamaji can make special herbal soaks for the bathtub. Do you know what an herbal soak is?
What?
It's like when you put plants inside the bath to make it smell good. Have you ever done that? Mm. What do you put in your bath?
Flowers.
What else do you put in your bath?
Little herbals.
You put little herbals in your bath?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, I need a job. And he's like, no job. But she picks up this little coal piece that the Susuwatari, the little soot creatures, are using to carry the coal. And she dropped the coal drops, and she's like, oh, I'm going to help you. So she picks it up. It's really heavy as she tries to pick it up. And then she's like, whoa, what should I do with it? And then Kamaji sees her, and he goes, finish what you started, human. So she goes up to the little boiler. She throws the coal in there. She tosses the coal into the fire. And the fire goes on. And all the little Susuwatari, the little soot creatures, they're like, yay! They love her. And they all want her to do the same thing for her because they don't want to work that hard. They're tired. And then there's a knock at the door.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I don't know.
You sure?
Talking... Fine.
Who talked to the mic?
Lynn.
It's Lynn. You're right. Lynn is one of Chihiro's friends, but they're not friends yet. She just comes in. She's like, Kamaji, where's your bowl? Come on, Kamaji. I need your bowl from yesterday. So she comes in, and they've got the bowl, and she gives him some fresh food, right? Mm-hmm. And then she sees Chihiro. She's like, oh, God, it's a human. What are you doing here? And he's like, Kamaji, right? He's like,
that's my granddaughter. Take her to you, Baba. She wants a job. I don't need any help, but she's a good girl.
And Lynn's like, okay, Kamaji, whatever you say. And she takes Lynn upstairs. And they ride up in a big, 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 beautiful elevator.
Why does Lynn say, want to lose your nose?
Oh, yeah. She does say that. Does she say that to Kamaji or to Chihiro?
Chihiro when they're right up the elevator.
Yeah, because Lynn's like, she's kind of like a tough girl. She's been around the block. She knows what's up. And she's showing Chihiro like how to deal with the world. So they get to the top of the elevator. Mm-hmm. And the doors open. And who do they see but... a great big spirit, a radish spirit. Do you know what a radish is?
No.
You don't know what a radish is? You never had one?
No.
It's a vegetable. Mm-hmm. We're growing some this summer. It's going to be fun.
One day I had pink seeds and they were really good.
One day you had pink seeds?
Yeah, but they were not like growing seeds. They were pink seeds that got to the fruits.
Oh, that sounds really nice.
Piano was really good.
Ooh, I love it. Ooh, pink seeds. Mm-hmm. I wonder if anybody at home has ever planted anything. Have you guys at home ever done any planting? Mm-hmm. Have you ever made any seeds?
Have you ever planted any seeds?
You have?
You have?
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, so they get to the top floor, and there's the radish spirit.
Yeah.
And then he actually helps her go up another elevator.
Yeah.
And they get to a door, a big, beautiful golden door with a weird-looking face on it. And she rings the door, and then we see Yubaba's hand covered in jewels, an old, old, wrinkled, witchy hand, right? And so she's like, come in. And so next thing you know, something just picks up Chihiro and just drags her all the way down the hallway. And the doors are toof, 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 shutting behind her. And then she gets into the room. She's thrown into the room. And you go, oof. And then her legs fall up from behind her head. And then the little, like, these little heads, that these tiny green heads of like a dude with a mustache. And they're just like, they come up to Chihiro, and Yubaba's like, oh, give it a rest. Get out of there. And she sees Chihiro, and she's like, so, what do you want here? And then she's like, I want a job. She's like, Zip, and she zips her mouth shut. She's like, I'm not going to give you a job. She's like,
how did she zip her lips?
I have no idea how she did that, but she totally like zipped her lips up. Shut. And so they talk for a while, and Yubaba ends up giving Chihiro a contract that she signs, and that means she has a job. And Yubaba takes her name away. She's like,
You will no longer be called Chihiro. You will be called Sen.
I'm really finding my Yubaba voice. It's taking me a minute. And so she ends up going back down the elevator and with Haku. And Haku gives her... wait, what happens next? Do you remember?
They go down the elevator.
They go down the elevator. And then Haku gives her to Lin. And I think Lin gives her a bunch of different like stuff so she can work there. But then Haku also takes her out and gives her like a special goodbye card. Remember from the beginning of the movie? Chihiro had a card that one of her friends wrote to her. And Sen is like, oh my gosh, I realized I already forgot my own name. And then Haku's like, yes, that's what Yubaba does. She controls people by taking their names. And if you forget your name, like I've forgotten mine, then you're never going to leave the spirit world. And what's that? Well, let's pause.
Here. I really want to hear, Daddy.
You want to hear? What do you want to hear?
Sounds.
All right, so this is good. Now that I can actually hear what's going on, can you talk in there?
Yeah. I feel like it's going on.
Yeah, but don't grab it like this. It's good. All right. So where were we? What was the last thing? They went down the elevator, and then he helped her look at some stuff. And then what happened?
Chihiro didn't feel good.
Chihiro didn't feel good?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So, okay. Oh, okay. So I'm remembering now what happened. She gets Haku. Haku and Lin... okay. All right. We're going to walk it back. So the first thing that happens is they go into... So Yubaba and Sen... No. So then Yubaba calls Haku and she's like, hey. She's, wait. So Yubaba calls Haku and she's like, Haku, take Sen downstairs. So she goes downstairs with Haku, and they go and find Lin, and he's like, Lin, take care of this girl. And Lin's like, okay, oh my gosh. And everyone is like, they're like making fun of her because she's a human, and they're not all human. They're a bunch of frog people, right? They're not like, they're not used to seeing humans around. And she starts working at the bathhouse, and she starts like scrubbing the floors, and she starts... working, and Lin shows her all the different ropes. And then one night, she goes outside, and there Yubaba's like, I think something's coming. What is that something? I smell something coming. And while Chihiro, also known as Sen, is dumping out a bunch of different water, what happens? Who does she see out there?
No face.
Yeah, she sees no face. And no face is like a weird creature, a spirit with like black cloth and like a white mask on. It's kind of a creepy looking thing, right? And so then she sees it and she's like, come on inside. You can come on in. And so he comes inside. And then after that, the stink spirit arrives. And you, what do Yubaba and Sen do when they smell the stink spirit?
I don't know.
They freeze. They go, oh my god.
No. First he's walking through all the restaurants.
Yes. First the stink spirit. We see him walking through all the restaurants. And then he gets to the bridge. And all the frogmen are like, no, don't come in. No. Please don't come in. No. Oh, we're closed. And then he gets in there and he tries to give some money. And Yubaba's like, oh, yes, take his money, Sen. Take his money right away. So she takes his money. And then they go, and they've just cleaned the big, gross tub. And they just made it all nice and clean. They got a nice herbal soak.
Yeah.
And then what happens? The stink spirit is full of sludge. And, That's what he sounds like. And he gets to the big tub, right?
Yeah.
And what does he do?
Climbs in.
Climbs in. And all the sludge goes everywhere. And Yubaba's laughing. She's like, she's like, let's see what she does now. Because she's trying to, like, mess with Chihiro, right? But Chihiro's smart. She's really capable. Mm-hmm. And she knows how to use what she's got. Yeah. And someone, No Face, had given her a bunch of those, like, soak tokens.
Yeah.
And so she has a big bucket of soak tokens, and she climbs up the wall, and she puts one in the wall, and then Kamaji sends her the best herbal soak that they've got. And this, the water comes blowing in, and it's covering the stink spirit, and it's covering it, and it's washing all the...
Why did the person say, no, no, don't draw water?
Who said that?
The person who was looking over the bathhouse.
Oh, the little frogman? Mm-hmm. He's like, that's our best herbal soak.
Why did he need it?
I think he was just upset that, like, Chihiro had gotten the good soak because it meant that she was going to do really good. And they were kind of making fun of her because she was different, because she was a human. She wasn't like them. So he didn't want her to be successful. But that's not very nice, is it? Mm. No. So there they are. And yeah. she gets under in the tub in the stink spirit's gross bath. And she sees this thing. It's like a thorn sticking out of its side. And she grabs it, and then she yells up. She's like, there's a thorn. And she sees Lynn. And Lynn, she's like, Lynn, there's a thorn in its side. And she tries to take it out, but she can't pull it. And then Yubaba stops, and she goes, what's that? You say a thorn? And she jumps down. She's like, that's no thorn. And then she conjures, which means she makes something appear. She makes this rope appear, mm-hmm. and the rope appears. And then she gives it to Sen, who ties it around the thorn, and they get everybody. All the little frogmen come in, and they're all wearing masks to cover up their faces.
Why?
Well, why do people wear masks? You tell me.
Because they just have to when something smells gross.
Yeah. And the stink spirit was smelling so bad. It's like old trash, like poopy trash.
But why did Lynn wear masks? Why did Lynn wear a mask too?
Because she smelled it. She knew that there was going to be like some stinky, stinky, stink spirit. And she was like, I don't want to smell that. So she put a mask up over her face.
Why didn't you have one on?
Because she didn't know that the stink spirit was going to come. And then it just appeared and then she didn't have one. Because people don't always carry masks with them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do. Have you ever seen people wear masks?
Yeah. Like today, mm-hmm. me and my... Dad went on a walk and we wore masks.
We wore masks today?
Yeah.
Why did we wear masks today?
Because there was a cold and we didn't want to get it.
Yeah, because it's the right thing to do. Because yeah. we're all giving some space to it, right? We're making yeah. sure we all wear masks right now because of what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. But back in Spirited Away, they start to pull this. Everyone's just, they're pulling it and they pull, and it's a bicycle. And Yubaba's like, I knew it. And then they pull and they pull. And they
why did you start falling down?
Why is who falling down?
Yubaba when she jumps over.
Well, she almost falls down because they're pulling so hard on this bicycle trying to get it out that they're like, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I think it's something else. And they keep pulling. And next thing you know, trash. Just like old. There's like a swimming pool slide in there. There's like old sludginess, old metal and wood and just junk. And that was all inside this big old sludgy creature. And when it all disappears, we see a face rise up out of the pool. And he goes, well done. And it's a wooden face with a long beard. And it turns out it's a river spirit. It's an old river spirit. And people had been not treating the river well. They'd been dumping a bunch of trash inside of it. And so he went and he got a bath. And luckily Chihiro saw the trash and she pulled all the trash out. And then the river spirit, Yubaba was like, open the doors. And then, that's not you, Baba. Open the doors. And then they open up the doors and the spirit goes, ah. And he rides out into the night.
It'll happen next.
Well, after that, old No Face sees it. And he sees how much the people like gold. And he's like, ah, ah. And he starts giving things to people. He really just wants to be Chihiro's friend. He keeps giving her nice things. He's trying to give her soak tokens. And she's like, no, I only need one of them. And then she's like, and then he's like, let me give you some gold. Ah. And she's like, no, I don't want your gold. Go away. But all the other people that work there, they all really want the gold, right?
Why?
Well, I think that they want to be able to...
And they want to give it to the frog?
Yeah, they want to give it to the frog, exactly.
Why does the frog love gold?
Why do you think?
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. Maybe he just wanted some money. Maybe he had like a frog family and he wanted to provide for them. Or maybe he really just liked the color gold. He was like, sweet, I like gold. Gold's dope. You know?
But if you like the color of it, that doesn't mean you can just have it. If you like the color, then that does mean just have it.
No. But anyway, they've got all this gold. And No Face starts to give people gold, and then the people that work at the bathhouse start to like, they like want to give him everything. And then next thing you know, he starts eating people, and he's just eating. He can't stop eating, and he's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And people are more worried about him, but no one can find Chihiro. Where's Chihiro when all this is going on?
I don't know.
Well, Chihiro is looking out the window, and she sees this dragon flying across the sky, and there's some paper birds. I think they're called shikigamis. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. And they're attacking the dragon, and she's like, oh my gosh, who is that? She knows who it is. Who is Haku. That? Who is it?
Haku.
It's Haku, right? And he's turned into a dragon, and then he crashes into the big building that she lives in, and she shuts out all the little paper things that are attacking him. And then he flies out, and she goes upstairs to where Yubaba lives.
Yeah.
And then a tiny little shikigami, the little bird, shapeshifts and turns into... Who is that?
I don't know.
It looks just like Yubaba, but it's not. Who is it?
The baby.
No, well, the baby is up there. There's a big baby, Yubaba's baby. I don't even know if we talked about that, but Yubaba's baby is up there. It's not Yubaba, though. It's someone that looks just like her.
Her sister.
What's her sister's name?
Zaniba.
Zaniba, exactly. And then she turns Yubaba's baby?
Yeah.
Into...
No, why did he have to stay in his bedroom?
Well, because... I think that because his mommy didn't want him to go outside, right?
Get germs?
I think, yeah, something about germs. He was freaked out about germs. Have you ever felt that way?
Yeah.
When?
When just today.
Just today? How did it make you feel?
I didn't like the germ that the cold had.
Did you get any germ cold?
No.
No. Why?
Because I was wearing a mask.
Yeah. How do you feel about all this mask wearing and all this germs?
Not happy. Not happy.
Why not?
Because I don't like that I have to wear a mask.
Mm. I'm sorry that you have to wear a mask. You're not going to have to do it forever. It's just for a little while. You may actually have no idea how long it's going to be for, but hopefully not too long.
Could you tell us the story?
Yeah. Okay, so they're up in the penthouse, and there's the baby. And then Zaniba, who's another witch that looks just like Yubaba, she turns the baby into a mouse. And then she turns all of those like little like heads into the baby. And then that bird, that like the U-bird, she turns the U-bird into a tiny little fly.
What U-bird?
You have to talk into the microphone.
What U-bird?
There's a U-bird up in Yubaba's house.
Yeah.
She turns that into a fly, like a little
why does she have a U-bird?
Why does she have a U-bird?
Yeah.
She has a U-bird because It's like a thing that flies around and has her face on it, but it has the body of a bird.
Why was it crashing? Why was it being mean to Chihiro?
Why was what being mean to Chihiro?
The U-bird.
The U-bird? Because yeah. I think it has to do with the fact that it was like one of Yubaba's like goons and it was trying to like look out for everybody. I almost forgot. Mm-hmm. What does the river spirit give Sen?
I forget.
A little like dumpling, right?
Yeah.
She takes a bite of it one time. She's sitting on a porch with Lin and she's like, it tastes really weird.
And what did Lin say?
What does Lin say?
Yeah. What did Lin do when she takes a bite of that?
I don't know what she does. She's like, ew, what's wrong with you? Or something like that.
What happened? What happened next? What happened next?
So Zaniba is like, Haku, he stole something from me. She stole this magical golden seal, and it carries a deadly curse. And then Haku attacks the Shikigami, the little bird, and then he falls down into the boiler room with Sen and the baby and then the little fly. And then Sen takes the little dumpling that the river spirit gave her, and she was going to use it for her parents. Yeah. She was going to help her parents, but she decides to help Haku instead because she loves him, right?
Yeah.
So she gives him the little dumpling that the river spirit gave her, and he... He barfs up the golden seal, but then there's also this tiny black slug that's like, and he crushes it. She crushes it with her foot. So Haku's passed out in the boiler room with Kamachi. And then Sen is like, I have to go back to Zaniba.
First they have to give Haku some medicine.
Yeah, they give him some medicine. And then and then she's like, I'm going to go apologize and say I'm sorry. And so she decides, she's like, No Face, you need to stop doing what you're doing. You need to get your life together, No Face. And No Face is like, aah! And then she basically, I think she causes him to take out all of like the people that he's eaten. And he vomits them all back up. It's super gross. And then... He follows her because she jumps out of the bathhouse and into the water. And then she and Lin go off to the train station.
Yeah.
With the baby and the fly and then No Face. Yeah. And they all get on a train.
Who does?
The baby and the fly and No Face and Sen. And where are they going?
To Zaniba's.
Yeah, they're going to Zaniba's house to talk to Zaniba, to give her back this golden seal and to apologize. And so, you're moving a lot. You gotta stay still, okay?
Why?
Because then we're almost done, and you'll be able to listen to this, and you'll have it forever, okay? All right. So then, Haku's passed out.
Yeah.
And then they get on the train, and then Yubaba is like, I want someone to go get Sen's parents and turn them in and make them bacon. So they're gonna get Sen's parents and they're gonna butcher them. And she's all scared. Yeah. Well, she's not scared actually. Yubaba doesn't care. But then Haku comes in. He's like, I noticed you didn't notice something is missing. And she's like, what? And then meanwhile, the baby. She looks over at the baby and she's like, OMG! You can't touch that with your feet. You have to be still. All the microphone is going to pick up on it. She's like, oh my God, it's actually those dumpling head things that are going, no, 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 has been morphed into the baby. And then she's like, my baby.
Why?
Because she's scared. I'd be scared if my baby disappeared. And she runs around and she's looking for her baby. She's like, where's my baby? Ah! And then Haku's like, Zaniba has it, and she's like, rah, la, 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 la. She gets all mad. She's like, you. Rah. And then back in Swamp Bottom, they meet up with Zeniba. Yeah. And then she's like, I think that you should sit here at this table with me and eat this cake and have some tea, and you should call me Granny. And she shows her how to do all these like special magical things. Do you like that part of the movie?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
I like that, why did Haku wake up with only the Boiler Man?
Kamaji. Oh, so he does wake up and it's just Kamaji and he's like, where is she? And Kamaji's like, she's gone to see Zeniba. But so then after everything, Haku flies and he gets to Zeniba's house. Yeah. And she's like, Haku, and she goes outside and she puts her head up against his nose and they touch noses and then they all fly away together, but no face. What happens to him?
He stays there.
Yeah, he stays there with Zeniba and they decide that he's going to be her helper. And then they're flying away and she's riding on his back and the wind is whipping through her hair and the baby that turned into a mouse is there and then the little fly is there and she's like, Haku, I think I remembered something from when I was younger. And she sees a vision of this like pink shoe, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, I think that one time when I was younger, I was in a river and...
I don't like that voice.
You don't like that voice?
I don't like your voice.
Go back to the camera.
I don't like your voice, Daddy.
Right, and she's like, oh my gosh, I think that I knew you a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think that you are the spirit of the Kohaku River. And she's like, I think your name is the Kohaku River. Yeah. And then Haku bursts into tiny little feather pieces that scatter across the night sky, little white flecks of pearl and diamond against the dark, dark blue of the night sky. And they start free falling and they're smiling and they're so happy because they're together. And then, they get there, back to the bathhouse, and Yubaba's like, I have one final trick for your sin. And then she's like, let's see if you can figure out which of these people are your parents. And she points to a bunch of pigs, and Sen looks at it. She's like, She's like, oh, that's funny. None of these pigs are my parents. And she's like, Yubaba's like, are you sure? Is that really your answer? And she's like, yes. And then the contract, poof, disappears. And everybody cheers. And then Haku takes her to the old riverbed. And he's like, I'll meet you again someday. And Chihiro crosses the riverbed. And then she sees her mom and dad.
Come on, Chihiro, let's go. We gotta go.
And mom's like, come on, Chihiro, where have you been? And they walk back into the tunnel. They get back to their car. It's all covered in dust and leaves.
What did dad say? Is this somebody's idea of a joke?
Yeah, he's like, is this somebody's idea of a joke? Because he doesn't know that a lot of time has passed because he's been turned into a
pig.
And he didn't know.
Yeah.
But a lot of time has passed. And we know that time has passed because there was dust and leaves that fell from the trees.
Yeah.
It was all over the car. And so before getting in, Chihiro, we see a flash, a little purple glint in her hair. And it's the special hairband that No Face and the little fly and the baby all spun for her. And Chihiro remembers when Granny gave it to her and Granny had said, she's like, you'll always remember it. It will protect you because it was something that was made by your friends. And then?
What?
That's the end of the movie. What did you think?
I liked it.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was when
Try again. What's your favorite? Talk right to the mic. What's your favorite? Wait, hold on a second. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was when they were landing.
When they were landing?
Yeah.
What do you mean landing? Oh, when they came down from the sky?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of the whole movie? What's the best part of the movie for you?
I like all the parts of the movie.
You like all of it?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
But if you had to pick one part that you're like if I told you could watch one scene right now, what scene would you watch? What's your favorite scene? Talk to that.
If I would watch.
You put your mouth right next to the microphone and keep it there. Good.
If I would watch it in the part where.
Did you burp?
My favorite part was when Chihiro and Haku were flying and there was a pink tail.
How did that make you feel when you were watching that part?
Happy.
Why?
Because I liked the purple tie.
Mm-hmm. What does the purple tie mean to you?
It means my favorite color.
Mm. What does it make you think about?
It makes me think about my.
Talk to the camera. Talk right to the microphone.
My shirt.
Your shirt?
Yeah, that was purple.
You have a purple shirt?
Yeah.
Sweet, man.
Yeah, and it was really pretty.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. See you later, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Tell It Again, Dad. Tell It Again.
Tell It Again.
Dad.
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 My name is the Kohaku River. My name is Dad. And what's your name?
Chihiro.
Also known as?
Lily.
Yeah. And thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
But I'm Chihiro and your mama named me Sen.
All right. Thanks, Sen.
Thanks, Sam.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye.